good practice today again. One of our points of emphasis, I know in our meeting today, will be consistency. Felt like we did some good things, but some things showed up that we got to get corrected. And I think our team understands that. But they're all under our control. That's the good thing about it, is we can get some things tightened up. And I'll be interested to see how our team responds to it and take ownership to it and get those little things corrected. But overall, I mean, there's quite a few guys. I know just watching the tape last night and again watching it today. On offense, I think Justin Forsett's had a nice camp so far the 2 days that we practiced. Ace Sanders has really popped up in our minds just from OTAs and minicamp. Mojo, I was impressed with him just watching him today and seeing him come through the line and finishing, whether it was 60 yards or 70 yards through the goal line. I thought that was impressive. You know, it shows that his willingness and want to get ready to go, and it's a good demonstration. On defense, Dwight Lowry has made a couple nice plays yesterday on tape, and I think he's come back in really good shape. He's leaned up and exactly where we had hoped he would be. And obviously, guys like Puz and Russ Allen, those guys I thought played pretty consistent today. And, you know, it's a process, and we understand that, you know, they're still learning some of the scheme. But to see some flashes where they're playing fast, I think, is really good. So Mercedes Lewis, another guy, he had 3 good catches. You know, he dropped one, but I think what was impressive was he came back and the 3 catches right in a row in the situation. As far as the quarterbacks, I pointed out Chad. I thought that the 2-minute drill that he did a nice job executing the 2-minute drill. And again, it's you know, he had his opportunity and did a nice job with it. So I'll open up for questions.
Is Ebert in the concussion program?
What do they say? It's
I don't think
he's not a concussion.
I'll find out what it is.
Yeah, I just know we're holding him out. And he's doing some tests on him still. So.
When the defense makes a big play, ball-head interception, something like that, how important is that for you to see? Not only that they're making a play, but that they're doing it within the, you know, the way the scheme is supposed to work.
It's good. It's good. You know, and to be able to. You know, yesterday's practice, we had some mistakes. And then we had our walkthrough, and we corrected all the mistakes. And then you see them today, and they did it just like the walkthrough. That's just really, that part is cool to me, you know, to see those type of advances. And it really sends a message to us, to the coaching staff, just where we are, but and their willingness to learn. And so it's good, though, but the interception is a great job. There's a lot of things that go into that. You know, it looks like, oh, you made a nice play. But sometimes it's taking the front side read away. The safety's got good leverage. The linebackers are pushing enough width, you know, to allow that opportunity to exist.
You had both Chad and Blaine work with the one some. And you said you want to do that. Is that something you think you'll do for,
You know, it's throughout our team is competition. And we'll do that with our rookies. Egg, he went in there with the ones today, you know, as a D lineman. So we'll get our guys pushed in there and just see how they handle that stage. And, you know, we've got to see how they can handle it. And sometimes with those younger guys, give them extra reps in a row, see how they can handle those.
Gus, can you talk a little bit more about Blaine's day-to-day? He had some fumbled snaps and some issues today.
No, you know what? He did some good things, but those things are all under our control. And whether it's the center or, you know, the quarterback or whatever the case, I think that's what's great teaching tape for our team. To say, all right, here's what happened. It's not acceptable. We don't like it, and we're not going to tolerate it, but let's get it corrected. And our guys are professional, and I think they'll demonstrate that, and it will get corrected, so it's good.
Coach, we saw a little chippiness between Roy Miller and Brad Meester. I'm sure for you that's something you want to see throughout training camp.
I didn't see that.
Okay. Little shove, but is the chippiness good for training camp?
No, you know, you want to, one of our fundamental rules, rule number one, is protect the team. So we want to make good decisions. We understand it's a competitive situation, but we're also a team, and we want to, you know, illustrate that on the field. So, you know, I think, you know, sometimes things like that may occur. I just want to make sure nothing jeopardizes our trust.
How tough is the balance between the results daily, especially in that quarterback competition, and to the big picture?
You know, at this early stage, I think we're still in the process of seeing how do they bounce back. We have them. We keep them in order. We might look at them as a whole, but right now we're saying, all right, let's see how they bounce back. Okay, everything's in. Let's go and let's see what takes place.